much.
I guess I
gotta ask you first, when you found out the news about Norm Parker, what was your initial reaction? Because obviously he is a guy that's been your defensive coordinator.
Right. It was definitely kind of surprising, but we knew with his health and his age that it was coming near. So definitely a sad moment, but we definitely want to make a happy moment and get this win for him, the last win for him before he goes out.
How much incentive has there been placed on winning this game and since that announcement came? Like, I know obviously you come in, you want to win every time you're on the field, but
right. Has
that added more motivation, just knowing that in the back of your mind, okay, this is his last opportunity as well as somebody like you?
Oh, yes, for sure. Definitely my last game and his last game too, so it's that in itself is just pure motivation. You know, you're going to go out there and give it your all.
Question I have to ask is with regard to Coach Kaczynski leaving and taking the job at Nebraska. Obviously, you're a senior. He was your D-line coach.
Yeah, my whole career.
Your whole career. So what's that like when you see that just all of a sudden, almost out of the blue, he leaves, and a couple days later, he's joining Big Ten rival?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the most surprising ever. Like, you know, I mean, he called me that morning, and I missed the call because I was asleep. I got up and went to practice, and I found out the news. So, definitely surprising. Just something you just got to deal with. He's been my coach for 5 years. I appreciate everything he's done for me. Definitely made me a better player, so... I know it's probably different for the other guys that have more years, and they'll play Nebraska. They'll play him next year, so that'll be interesting to watch. But
so what, you said that you were asleep when he called you. It was one of those things that you didn't find out until you got to practice.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know until I got to the facility and everybody was looking at me like, did you hear what happened? I was like, no. Like, what you talking about? Then that's what they told me. So it was very surprising. Like, I just had seen him like the day before that. Like, we had practice. Like, seemed like everything was fine. So. Definitely a surprise.
How has LeVar, I know he took over as an interim coach, Mike Daniels made a comment yesterday saying that he's kind of impressed him in the sense that he knew more about the D-line than he anticipated. Is that
right.
The feeling that you got?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he coaches us tough and always talks about effort and his owners, like about running to the ball, things like that. But, I mean, we expected that from him. You know, he played here and played in the NFL for a long time. So, we know he at least knows football. So, he's definitely done a great job.
Is he a guy that you think that, say, maybe after this game, would merit having that interim tag removed and just becoming the full-time D-line coach?
Yeah, for sure. So I think he would be up to that task. And I mean, like I said before, he knows football, and then if he was able to get that job, he would learn more and know more. And yeah, definitely.
What's kind of the mindset? If you look at Oklahoma, you see that, okay, they're still dealing with a lot of injuries, but there's still also a lot of talent on the offensive side.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Oklahoma's a great program. They have been, and everyone knows that. And they got top athletes at every position. And we know we have to bring our A game. They have injuries. We have injuries. So, I mean, that's just a part of the game. But I know they're going to come ready, and we got to come ready with the same pace, the same intensity.